Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your morning brief for Tuesday, January 31st. I'm Keith Collins for the Wall Street Journal. The White House says President Biden will end a pair of health emergency declarations for COVID-19 on May 11th, signaling a shift in the nation's approach to the pandemic. In Congress, House Republicans have been poised to vote on bills that would more quickly terminate the declarations, though they would face an uphill battle in the Senate. The White House says the administration strongly opposes an abrupt end to the COVID-19 emergency status, as that would have significant impacts on the nation's health system and government operations. Sources say the U.S. is considering completely cutting off Chinese telecom giant Huawei from American suppliers, citing national security concerns. The action would involve tightening export controls targeting Huawei, according to the sources. U.S. officials are seeking to counter China's industrial policy that they say threatens Western interests. Huawei declined to comment. The company has previously said its products aren't a national security risk. A U.S. Commerce Department spokeswoman said it doesn't publicly comment on deliberations about specific companies. Samsung expects sluggish demand for chips and smartphones to drag on as sales continue to be hurt by recession worries and macroeconomic challenges. However, the South Korean company says that a recovery is possible in the second half of this year. Samsung, the world's largest producer of memory chips, reported that its fourth quarter operating profit fell nearly 70% from a year earlier. Markets in Asia ended the day lower and European shares fell in early trading. U.S. stock futures edged lower ahead of data on consumer confidence and home prices due out this morning. Also, the Federal Reserve is scheduled to begin its two-day policy meeting. And ExxonMobil, Pfizer, GM, and McDonald's are among the companies set to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.